taken a bath yet? You know you gotta take one, right?
Not yet. I mean, I'll take one later if you want me to, but shit. I think I stunk that bad. I love the cock.
Hey fuckers, it's Friday.
I need you working out, folks.
You are listening to your favorite podcast, Shoutcast Uncut, with your host, Bobby Skullface.
That's a solid unit, Mac.
Oscar F. J. Moore.
I call it a rock friend.
Greg for mercy.
Only troll for good.
The engineer, T2RX6.
The fit and finish.
Math, Deluxe Bolt.
Hell has, bro.
This podcast is intended for mature audiences only, and its sole purpose is to entertain. If it doesn't fit with your sensibilities, feel free to turn it off now. And
shut the fuck up, Chip.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Shattercast Uncut, episode 63, the only podcast that your mom emailed us to ask her what to name her favorite vibrator. We have chosen the Shatner. I'm your host, Oscar Alonso, and joining me tonight is every member of the Furious Five. And, of course, going from left to right on my Skype screen, we got first everyone's favorite Louis C.K. knockoff and Mr. Badmouth himself, Mr. Bobby Skullface.
I'm vaping some Cinnabon this evening. So damn. Take that.
It's fucking gross.
It's fucking gross.
It's fucking awesome. Hey, shout out to Magic. He has some connections. He gave me like all these flavors to try. I was like, oh, I tried to keep it pretty, pretty masculine before, but I tried this Cinnabon shit.
This okay. Good.
And now I feel fabulous. It's great.
Fabulous.
And speaking of fabulous, this next guy is a champion of Hasbro, and he does not care what you think. He loves his new Combiner War figures, the one and only Mr. Matthew Deluxe Baldwin.
Hey, everybody. I got G1 Megatron.
Yay.
Lucky right. Bitch. You lucky bitch.
I found him.
And speaking of lucky, he's everyone's favorite internet troll, and he'll help you out if he feels like it, for justice. The one and only Mr. Greg for Mercy.
I have it on pretty good authority that over at the Alonzo household, they're using towels for toilet paper and flushing them.
Fucking, come on, Bob. What are you using, man? What are you using?
They fucking quarter play with toilets.
Look at all this shit. Is that a ninja? Why is that dog? Why is that dog next to the big white truck robot guy? It's fucking retarded.
Please tell me that big old red truck's a myth pup.
If that thing ain't got a fucking set of balls on it, it is not a truck. And speaking about the only person on this podcast who hangs a pair of balls out of the back of his own vehicle, he's everyone's favorite engineer and the creator of Skynet and Brainiac 5, Mr. T2RX6, Justin.
I do that. I have now stepped down a notch of coolness in my own book for hanging some balls off the back of any of my vehicles. That's all I'm saying.
Especially your Civic. Why would you do that to a Civic? Well, as always, if you guys want shirts, hoodies, bumper stickers, be sure to get in touch with any one of us, and we'll try to reference you to who it is you need to talk to. And
this is the last week for the contest. Just a quick heads up to
everyone. Yeah, write a review, create a review, and if you win a magnet.
Hey.
You too. You too can't control the molecules.
It's not a bad deal for the world's biggest magnet.
It's not. And you know what? If anything, if you don't feel like hanging in a house, you slap it on the side of your car and you're a rolling advertiser for the podcast.
That's right.
And we wouldn't owe you a damn thing because we never told you to do so. So, speaking of which, did anybody get anything? Bobby?
I got a Legends Blackjack.
All right. Hill Hasbro.
I could take credit for another one, but I'm not going to do it.
I think you took credit for a blackjack last week, now that I think about this.
Did I?
You son of a bitch. So, Double dipping. Double.
Oh, shit,
double
my fault. I got the Spider-Man Legends Wave with Hobgoblin, and I got, what the fuck did I get? Oh, Fella Saber. Shout out to Sean L.
Didn't get all right. Shit, he forgets what he tells what he got.
Oh, stop it.
Damn.
Matthew.
Thanks.
Oh, speaking of money bags, who's proud of his POL hitting over a grand?
Yeah,
and then posted his mini haul today.
Yep, yeah.
And then called me money bag.
This is all I got, guys. I'm so depressed.
Today, like I said, I got a Combiner for War Megatron, and I got the Armada one earlier this week. I love them. I haven't got the G1 out one yet, but the Armada one, great homage to it. It's a really good figure. Love messing with it. I love the ratchets. You know, it's got some good ratchets to it. I got RID Prime and Drift.
I want that drift, dude. That is the voice of Mach 5.
It is.
That's why I want that guy.
Oh. He looks like a little pumpkin with the swords. And I got the Daredevil out of that Hobgoblin thing. The rest I'm passing right now. And I think that's... Yeah, like I said, I got to do Pile of Loot, but... motherfucker, I want Onslaught to come in, but you know, it's taking forever. Come on, BBTS. Let me down all the time.
All right. All right. Gregors, what'd you get this week?
Well, I got Blackjack.
All right.
And, yeah, he's a thing. He costs money. I got a whole bunch of pops, including the Masters of the Universe Skeletor, which is getting hard to find at the toy show. I picked up a Generations Black Shadow for $5 from I Am Ratchet's table. So when I get my DJD, I can have him ripped apart on the shelf. I got a Fall of Cybertron Shockwave because I had had a couple of drinks at that point, and he was only $5 too, and I figured he could do Evil Science.
What the hell?
Evil Science somewhere. And then I got Masterpiece, Star Saber, and Exhaust.
Oh, shit. Nice. The Menthol Edition.
Really nice. You know what? I actually like him. I almost like him better than Wheeljack.
Ooh.
He looks pretty good. He's not real good when I slap those Marlboro stickers I bought from the Transgender Canadian on him.
Nice.
That's another story, though.
Yeah, you get $500 for him, probably.
He's going at auction for like $189 with multiple bids on eBay. Because motherfuckers is crazy.
Justin.
Let's see. What did I get? I got Mad Law and I got the G1 colors of the Classics Leader Megatron. So I like that mold more than I thought I was going to. So.
Right on.
I think that's all I got. So
I got a... Armada Leader Class Megatron myself. I want the G1 now because this guy's not bad for a Hasbro figure.
Right? God, it's like the same thing happened. I'm like, fuck, I have no interest in this.
I started going out to say, he's all right for a Hasbro figure. I mean, come on, man.
He's actually a lot of fun, and his tank mode's pretty boss. And, you know, he has... he's just a good figure overall. I can't complain.
The entire paint budget for the Armada one has had to have gone into the G1 color scheme with all that silver they sprayed all over.
I thought that I was kind of iffy on the tank mode, but the tank mode works. I mean, you know, the gun, I really thought the gun was going to be pretty bad, but it's all right. I haven't seen the G1, but the Armada one, it works, I guess. It's a little skinny, but, you know, it's not that bad.
All right. Okay.
Is that all you got?
Yeah, that's all I got so far. Big delivery next week.
You nice. Commoner. Be poor.
Be poor? Get off the show, poor man.
I can't. I need to be on here because Skullface needs to make a correction.
I do. Oh. So last week not that I'm not taking responsibility because I definitely am, but last week I had my teeth out a little bit. My teeth were out a little bit. I had there was blood in the water, and I mistook something. So I was talking about the guy that said you were being deceived, and I went and I started saying, "Oh, well, you know, this guy's up to no good." Apparently, I was wrong. So here's the thing, though. Most people, if they were in that situation, they would have fucking gone nuts and fucking carried on and acted like a fucking child. This dude. Who I was speaking about last show, by the way, his name is Feral Rahi, F-E-R-A-L-R-A-H-I reviews. You can check him out on YouTube. He
wrote ISIS.com.
He wrote me privately like a fucking gentleman. And what is that noise?
I have no idea. It's apparently Skype saying that there's an active call. And it's trying to call me again. I don't
know. It's like the movie Unfriended. We're gonna die.
Can I erase it? I'm gonna say
yeah. No. Sure. All
right, there it is. So so he wrote me like a fucking gentleman, and he didn't fucking hoot and holler and carry on, and he was just like, hey man, you know, just not for nothing. I'm a big fan of Shattercast, big fan of the show. Definitely wasn't trying to have a go with you. you know, sorry it was misinterpreted, but yeah, it's all good. So I wanted to make sure that I corrected that and definitely gave that guy some love. So check out his YouTube, Feral Rahi Reviews, F-E-R-A-L-R-A-H-I. So I was shocked. I was shocked, because had it been me, I probably would have come gunning for me. You know, I'd have been like, you motherfucker. But he didn't. He was a real gentleman about it, so shout out to him.
Did he actually say not for nothing?
No. I ad-lib. I threw that in there. Because I kind of like him now.
Okay. Not for nothing.
Oh, I had a correction to make, too, something like that last week. Oh, yeah. I was talking about a Repro Labels thread, and I got my group threads mixed up. And I erroneously, attributed a comment to someone that did not say it. And I didn't say any names, but if you're listening and you were wondering when the fuck you said that, you didn't say it. I made a mistake. Yeah. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, take that, man. That's a good apology right there.
Your mother's still a whore. Because
you will never, ever hear that again.
Yeah, that's about as close as you're going to get, Bucket McGreg. So.
It's full of you.
All right. So that does it for our fuck-ups for the week. Stay tuned next week for our new segment called This Week's Fuck-Ups.
Yeah.
Getting its own chapter.
Wasn't that like a Saturday Night Live skit or something where they did that? It was like the news, and then at the end of the news, they're like, oh, and now for all the errors. And it was like 2 minutes of shit scrolling on the screen. It was like, poodles don't cause cancer, apparently. You know, something, apparently Mr. T is not gay. And like all this other shit.
Mm-hmm, that's right, sucker.
Okay.
Bring it over here with your smooth ass. And speaking of smooth asses, Vans Project 6 Night and a G1 color scheme Chrome Dome.
I was talking. I'm in for the 6 night because I like this mold. But I was talking to.
It does look sweet.
I was talking to a couple buddies of mine. We were talking about this chrome. Like, you know, Vans Project is. You know, this is a shitty move, man.
Yeah, this is a lesser company tactic, if you ask me.
It is. It's exactly what it is. It's a lesser company's tactic.
Hasbro.
I can't wait to get rid of my Chrome Dome now.
I think he met Mattel.
Obviously, I'm getting the Make Toys one, so I guess money's all going to the same pot or whatever. But god damn, this is fucking irritating. Is it? Am I the only one that's as irritated by this?
No.
When I saw it, I questioned why they did it in white to begin with. Like, because honestly, the differences on this one to the other one are so minimal. Like. Huh? Almost the whole core body is the same except for the red crotch and hips and the head. I mean, is there anything else that's different?
I don't think maybe so. The price tag, because that Vans Project Chrome Dome is still going for pretty hefty amounts on eBay.
Yeah, maybe.
And you could get this shit for a basic retail. So,
yeah. You know what? They should have changed the color and then given you as a bonus like an IDW style head.
Yeah.
It was like at least something else.
Or a hand job. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Or at least a note that said, this is our new seeker.
I mean, the 6 night thing, at least it's a different character. Like, at least it's like, you know, it makes sense. It's like Exhaust or whatever. Right. Like, you know, it's a different
bot.
But this is just fucking
new quick switch.
This is just fucking horse shit.
So 6 night is a recolor of Madlaw, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Which there is
a code is a slap in the face. Go to chosenprime.com here and click pre-order.
Yeah, I'm getting. I'm gonna get this. I like Madlaw. I like Madlaw for his price.
I enjoy him too. I am tentative on getting this the recolor, but only because, like, you know, I already have Madlaw. I don't know how much I need the recolor. I do think it's a better looking version, personally.
It's a good blue. Yeah.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, you know, I'm happy with Madlaw, and I have a quick switch, not a 6 night. So on that, and on that note, I don't mind if I don't have a 6 night. I don't think, but you know, it's good.
Yeah, I want
it's very good looking.
I want the 6 night.
Yeah, I'm in for 6 night.
I think the code's just a slap in the face. I mean, it's just like,
yes, dude.
Really? Why? We don't need this. Nobody needs this.
Nope, it's money.
Somebody could have painted this easily. That's what, a 5 minute paint job, maybe at the most.
And like, I'd be okay.
We just... make this red and make this gray. $80 in the bank.
There you go.
We call this tragic so star scream.
God, I'm no good with this shit. Look, the thing is, like, it's fucking. I don't know, man. I just feel like, it, you know, if these third party companies, or even Hasbro, or whatever, like if they do moves like this and they gave it at like a fraction of the price. You know, I'd be A-okay with it, but when it's just at the same amount as the other one, I'm like, I call fucking shenanigans.
Yeah. Also, they are charging the $80 for it.
I would imagine.
Yeah, I'm not over Fans Project.
Bad move. Come on now.
Again, it's a nice alternative to paying what some of these people want for that Function X original release, you know, or maybe as close as you'll get to that Virus version. So without paying the absurd amount of money, people want that.
Yeah, maybe it's a slap in the face of the, you know, the scalpers.
Maybe,
you know,
maybe. And I can respect that. I can respect that. But why not just reissue the fucking thing and not make the guy who bought it the first time around feel like, well, fuck, I wanted the
G1 to begin with. You know why? Because some people probably bitched that he would look better in G1 colors. That's why, dude.
That's fair.
That's all there is to it.
That's fair too.
Well, pretty much everyone I saw seemed to be like, well, I really like them, but I really hate the head. I'm like, really? The white head is the, like, one thing that you're like, nope, fuck it, I'm out, you know? Like,
I'm selling this shit, not buying G.I. Joe.
Well, I always liked the ultimate head, like, the white head, just because it, you know, it reminded me more of Midami.
I'm buying G.I. Joe's. Fuck this shit.
Midami.
I got that for you,
Greg. I learned it from watching you, Greg.
It's like a bag truck commercial, but with toys.
I learned it from you, Dad. God dang it.
maybe phonetically pronouncing your anagrams is not the route you want to be taking here, Bobby.
Minimi. Minimi. It rolls, Minimi. Though.
Yeah.
It rolls.
Okay.
Like a bunch of fucking 16-year-old DC kids in a warehouse.
Okay,
you know.
Is 6 not the same price as Medlaw 102 or something?
I'm sure.
Okay. Now, watch it be some exclusive. Watch it be like 160.
Mm. Nah. Oh, that'd be bullshit.
It'd be 102, probably.
In which case, I'd be out.
Yep.
I'm kind of
working. 160? Hell no.
Speaking of being out, guess what's out?
I won't say anything. Don't worry. Don't worry, Oscar.
Shut up, retard.
I'm the only
speaking
one.
About, this is what's out. Play with this too's Desolator.
Yeah, this. All right. So we had Rick on the show. And I really wish him the best. Like, I really do. He was very open with us. And, like, I respect his work and all that. But, like, I'm not feeling this. This Skull Grin finished. Let's make sure that these images show a 3D printed version of Desolator, so it's not the final product, which will be smoother. Okay, so that's nicer, but gives an impression of what the final release is. It's just like, here's my beef, and I'm not trying to stop anybody. Like, look, these guys got a Kickstarter going. They fucking busted their ass to do this. So if you are on the fence about supporting this, go ahead and fucking support it. These guys work hard, but if you're not going to buy it or you're going to wait till later, this is like. Here's the thing. This looks an awful lot like a more fucking Masters of the Universe figure to me, which are well-made figures. But they're $30 figures, and when you get them, they feel overpriced. And that's my complaint here. I don't get like, there's a lot of action figures out there in the $50 to $60 price range, and I don't get that vibe from this. I don't get that vibe in the paint. Which I don't see any shading. I don't see any dry brushing. I don't see any depth whatsoever. Well, now, maybe that's going to come in the final. Maybe. But I might have waited for pictures to show that, you know, like.
Yeah. It's kind of my complaint, too. Like, at this point, like, I know that it's a 3D printed prototype or whatever. But at the same hand, like, this is the time where you should show me, like, hand-painted what you expect.
Show me the money.
What's going to happen, you know?
Especially what they're asking for, remember?
Yeah, they're not. They're asking. I mean, those prices are significant prices, you know, for an action figure. Like, when you spend $55 on an action figure, like how much was your Figuarts Joker, Oscar?
I paid about 47 shipped for him.
And that thing
is amazing.
Is amazing. And I'm
Batman's
not
okay
getting,
too.
Batman's okay. But I'm not getting that vibe from this.
I look on image 2 of 17. It looks like he can't even hold his weapon right. Let
me see. Well, he's
got a pinky.
Yeah, that we could give him the benefit of the doubt there.
Okay, on that one. It just looked like his pinky's hanging down from it. And it just looked like
he's got a little teacup pose.
There you go.
Well,
it's gone again.
There he is.
Not like any of this really matters because they've got 2 days left to get 13 grand.
Let me tell you a little story, because I'm following a different Kickstarter. Toe Jam and Earl, anyone who's a fan of the golden days.
Yeah. Nobody cares about Toe Jam and Earl.
Well, apparently enough people do that they bid the whole entire price of what was asked for Play With This 2 in 1 day. So, I mean,
your credit card company that's going to be getting interest off that total $120,000 that you made.
Not me. So,
but, you know.
But this, yeah, I'm excited about that one now. So,
this looks like a good figure, but it's just it's hard for me to jump on board at that price point.
Yeah, like I would like to see them successful.
Yep.
On the hopes that I can actually pick this figure up for like, you know,
$40.
Yeah, like something like that would be nice.
Even if it was 40.
Holy shit, that's Rambo.
Yeah, I was about to say that's a nice Rambo figure. Hey, look, it's Optimus Prime. Hey, Optimus Prime.
He's the only real one out of all of them.
Hello, crudely printed little robots and guy with an octopus head.
What is that blue shit? It's like somebody took a sponge and just splattered paint on him and just.
Yeah, that's probably what happened. But yeah, this guy I got worried for a second because it looked like he was those earlier DC Direct figures with like the fixed pose that even though you can bend their knee, they still only are able to stand. Yeah, but this he stands up straight, but it's I don't know, it's just not my thing, man. Like it's a He-Man figure.
It is.
He's a decent size, you know. He's a little bigger than Optimus.
I think there's a lot of things going for this. It's just the wrong price point, and I can appreciate the fact that it's probably what they have to do in order to really crank these things out and make a profit on them. Like I think they're between a rock and a hard place. I think if they were to try to do a figure on a Figuarts level, you know, we'd see like a ridiculous price and wouldn't be willing to pay that either. So like I'm really empathetic for them, but you know, I work hard for my money too, Mac.
You better trade it right, man.
Yeah. Damn right.
There you go. It's all the same thing. Trade it right.
You want to join the club?
You know, it's just I don't know. Like
I want to see some water come down and splash on Bobby and just on the stage right now.
I just
Flash dance. Sorry.
No.
I failed on that one. I'll get in my corner. I'm sorry.
It's just
still on the floor.
It's on the floor. It's
Eat all your macaroni and cheese.
You know, like
I think that
if. Like, I don't know. Who? Like, I know Greg has had some. Has anybody else had a Masters of the Universe Classic?
I do, yeah.
Okay. Did you pay between $20 and $30?
Yep.
Yeah. Did you feel... Was it closer to $20 in or closer to $30 in?
It felt like closer to $20.
Right.
Because it felt like a DC, like, Universe Classic figure.
Exactly.
With more muscle on it, so...
And
almost like it was made by the same...
I know.
Well, they got the two-pack.
That's
Hastings, they got a two-pack, the DC and the...
That's all shit. Yeah, that's kind of my point with this, though.
How much are those going for? You can get a pretty penny for those, Matt. I'm just saying.
Is it the Aquaman one? Because that's the one that's everywhere.
I think it was... Merman, I think.
Yeah, it's Merman and Aquaman.
Yeah.
But this, like... It's just... When you spend $30 on an MOTU figure, you kind of feel like... Oof... $30 was a bit much for this. So how is $55 gonna feel? I'm sorry. Like I want to support this, you know, but it's not the product I want for that price.
Yeah.
You know, I like it's nothing personal. I like that guy a lot, but this is business. You know.
Or
I mean, he didn't.
Bobby, why do you hate third party so much?
Right. I mean, he, you know, I didn't feel any kind of way when he didn't buy a Shattercast hoodie, you know. Like, so
hey, that's what's up, man.
There you go. You know, that's what it all come down to. Fuck you. You didn't like SCU, man.
No. But you know, that, but what I'm saying is, like, you know, a Shattercast hoodie at $50 probably didn't appeal to him. And this at $55 doesn't appeal to me.
DC Direct.
Yeah. Anybody have anything they want to add to this?
Let's
talk about the robots.
Okay, nice alt mode, bro. Oh,
wait! Like, I feel like I'm holding four leashes of fucking pit bulls right now.
Gross.
They're
there.
These look like the type of robots that don't use a door. They just make their own doorway because they're not going to fit through one. You know, one looks like an homage to Batman with his two little things up there in turbines, you know, his justice. But,
Harvey face.
And then there's ugly face. But, take your pick which one's which. But, these are low res prototypes, but, you know, no.
Yeah, no.
They look like they share the same amount of articulation as their G1 homages, and. And I just, you know, I don't know. No.
You mean the G1 figures to which they are homages? But
what there is what? No. They don't homage anything. Come on, guys.
Right. I mean, I like where they're going for. I mean, I like what they were trying to go for.
I do too.
But it's just, it didn't hit the spot.
I keep flicking through these pictures trying to find the love.
I'm looking at these pictures, seeing if I can see this thing on my shelf without me selling it about a week after I buy it, and I do not see it.
And you know, I like, they started, their Kickstarter started off super strong, and it's, you know, it's looking a little dark now, but I really wish them the best. Like, I hope they make their point, because I think there is a future here. I just think, like, the toy that I want from them, it just looks like it's, like, 2.5 years away.
Yeah, I mean, and I was interested in it, too, you know, so much so that, like, you know, after the show, like, when we were at TFCon, I did the, like, little, like, mystery bin picket thing, just randomly support us, you know, as we get this Kickstarter started and all this, but then, like, the prices are just too much for, you know, what it ends up being for me, that it just takes me out of it. Like I said, a lower price point, and I think I'd be in on the G1 homages, you know?
Yep.
But at its current point, it's just too much for me. There's other things that you're competing with now that I honestly want more than a pretender shell, you know?
Now, by G1 homages,
the drawings were nice. I like the drawings.
By G1 homages, do you mean that one that was blatantly painted up like Swoop?
No, that one I have no place for ever.
That had absolutely nothing to do with Swoop.
That's the TFCon exclusive this year.
It probably is.
Yeah.
Don't think about that, huh?
I hope it's the Canada one.
I think you're gonna buy it and plop your ass on the floor and play with it. And you're gonna be like, "Hell yeah, man! Play with this too. Put to it."
I'm playing with you, Oscar.
Let me ask everybody,
you buddy,
for this skull grin, right? That, and you know, in a proper finished plastic with decent paint application of these colors on it. Give me the magic number for you that to buy it, Matt.
25.
Oscar.
20.
Greg.
Oh, $1.
Price
is
right.
It's not Price is Right. It's not Price is Right.
100 pennies.
I'd spend $25 on it, maybe.
Justin.
25 to 30, I think. Given that it's still third party, if this were like a mass release, like, I'd want it, you know,
right.
Black
this
label or less.
Right. I think I could see myself going as high as 40 if the paint apps were like on the money, but that would hurt. I think 30 is the magic number, though.
And but where would this go in your collection, though? I mean, what? And, you know, it's not a. Would you put it in your classics? Would you put it with your?
It would go on my Decepticon shelf. It would just go like alongside. You know,
just
like,
your other stuff. This is other, like, stuff. You know,
all brick and shit. You know, like, it would just go alongside stuff like that.
Okay, so I don't know where this would go in people's collection. Like, I don't know if you would put it as your classics. Or would you put it as, I mean, just the willy nilly stuff? You know, your island.
I'll tell you where this would go for me. It will go right next to that Marissa Fairborn that you're going to get at me since you're part of the
collector club. I missed the date. So
you son of a bitch. I guess I'm buying one for more expensive off eBay now.
I apologize. I didn't know the end date was the 16th of March. And I didn't re-up. I forgot to. I apologize.
That's okay. Matt, come on, dude.
I don't blame you.
I know. I'll leave, Greg. God damn it.
All right.
What's the recipe for that Marissa Fairborn, isn't it? I mean, it's made from G.I. Joe parts.
More likely,
you got enough laying around.
One part's Jade, two-thirds Scarlet, and a quarter of a Snake Eyes.
But if we talk about G.I. Joes, you know who has to show up to the party.
What do you think we could get from these different moves? Do you think we could get a chip chase in his fancy little boogie?
Listen to me
very closely. All I want is three things. I want a Marissa Fairborn and a chip chase and no AIDS.
I would like the Wi-Fi to last throughout the entire hut and not just a foyer.
if the cheetahs could be a little slower, that would also help.
We got to eat.
The cheetahs.
My cheetah ninja come kill you. You stir my silverware. You piece of red.
And if the water could flow free. Okay.
with respect to the Marissa Fairborn and stuff, like, in fairness, I really would like to see the human cast done by somebody at some point.
Yeah, absolutely.
Be all over that.
Boom by you.
I like that guy, Techron Designs, that was doing all of them. Like, I think that there was real promise there. I don't know whatever happened to that, but... Like, he was doing everything.
Yeah,
you know?
the Shapeways thing, right?
Yeah.
Shapeways.
Speaking of which, man, let's try to get...
Shapeways.
Fucking Fake Busker and Wulong Toys back on to ask them about how they feel about, you know, where that fucking boat went.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, next segment is the PEC-01 and 02 from Perfect Effect Combiner Wars add-on kit for... Superion and Minasaur.
You know,
as I say, the best looking knockoff Fans Project Motor Master ever.
The funny thing about this was seeing the people who are posting, like, yes, finally third party back to its roots. I'm like, really? Like, all this roots? Awesome stuff, and you're super excited about that? Yeah, because, now we have.
Famous toys suit? I mean, come on,
No. We're just excited that they're upgrade kits for official products, apparently. So
that's good.
Yeah. But they're still, they're not, like a Superion looks better.
Minasaur looks better, too. Come on. No.
Minasaur looks better, too, for sure. Superion, like, just the feet and hands fix, like, it does add a lot to him. But Minasaur, it's still, like, you can only fix this fucking thing so much. Like, the chest is still out.
Really good, man.
Really good? I think it looks better.
I like that head.
I like that head too.
It really does look like the Fans Project version.
Yeah,
a little bit. Can the sword do that on the Hasbro one, or is this an add-on something?
The chest is still a mess.
No, that's an add-on from the set that makes the sword a little longer and.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You know, these are pretty reasonably priced, though. They're only $33 for the add-on set. That's not bad.
It's fantastic for Perfect Effect.
Yeah, if I were totally into these combiners, I definitely would be picking up the add-on sets. I don't have Superion. I have no plans on getting him.
I understand the Gatling guns. Is that another part that comes with it?
Yeah, that seems a little extra.
They were really big.
Aren't they the feet? Don't they double as the feet?
Okay. Well, because they're having a little trouble holding them, at least a little bit.
Oh, okay, they just fold up and around them. I got you.
Listen, good ratchets in those elbows. I mean, ball joints. I mean, both. I mean,
I think
crap.
It's a good. I wonder if the head, like, because the head for Superion is on the money. I wonder if the head for Superion can go on Uranus.
Probably.
I'm very hopeful that... these do well, and then something for Defensor, which is probably the first
complete combiner I plan on getting gets something cool, you know?
I'm sure I will. Computron will get something probably, and who else are they doing?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, if you're into these, are no brainer, you know.
Yeah,
without a doubt.
Pre-ordered.
I mean, these look better than the last upgrade set we saw for Hasbro Combiner. If we remember that, guys.
Yeah, okay. But that looked okay. It just apparently it just didn't do too well in the execution arena.
Yeah, even with that third party add-on figure.
Right.
Pre-order canceled. But
I don't know. This
we don't see much from Perfect Effect anymore, do we?
Well, they've never been very prolific. You know, like they're like.
That's why their shit is awesome.
That may be so. That may be so.
Yeah, maybe they don't make a lot of they make a lot of add-on stuff and a little smaller stuff, but
no, they made Warden. They made quite a few figures. Yeah. But
they're not putting out, you know, like, you know, shit after, you know, stuff after stuff after that, you know. Maybe they would be
It wouldn't be that the good. Silent Bob of the third party world. Like, they don't really say a lot. But they do.
Yeah. They're making a Mallrats 2 and a Clerks 3. That's gonna be awesome.
Yeah, it is awesome.
I guess.
Yeah, because Clerks 2 is a success. Remember that?
Everyone I like Clerks 2.
It was.
I like Clerks 2 as well. Dude, I don't know if I like Clerks 3.
They're talking about Transformers and Lord of the Rings, man. That shit's hilarious.
I love when the Lord of the Rings nerd just pukes all over the place. God, it's so funny, dude. He's like,
Donkey Show, man.
There's only one trilogy, and there's only one return, and it ain't of the fucking king, it's of the Jedi. And he's like, with Frodo and his little fucking stupid ring, and the kid's like, God, that's so good.
Good anyway. Times.
Taking it back.
Yeah. All right, so. I don't know the Superion. I don't have that linked in, but we've kind of seen that one before. The Minotaur is the
getting that
the new one. And
I feel like Superion gets a lot less of a treatment personally than Minotaur anyway. So
in all fairness, the Superion needs a lot less of a treatment.
True.
I love my Superion. Hail Hasbro.
So up next is Teeny Tiny and his Armada.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Wow.
It looks pretty good.
That is a pretty neat looking Galvatron, dude.
It is. He looks like a dog in gun mode, but you know, whatever.
Wolf.
It looks pretty good.
Him. What I am curious of is, can I make him the core robot of another set of toys?
Yes.
No? Right. Speaking of... Oh, never mind.
And that Pepsi can, man. I want that Pepsi can.
I think the Cyclonus looks badass.
Yeah, he does.
I told you I really like the DX9 Legend figures. I think they're really well done. I mean, Ironhide and by proxy Ratchet being the strongest of the three molds they have so far, but I dig them. They're
they look pretty sweet. Now you got Scourge, don't you?
Yeah, I got all of the ones I have. They're like the Harvey face to Iron Factory's
Harvey face. Good. You got a gun. Use it the next time Two-Face shows his faces.
It looks pretty sweet. I don't know if I could buy. Now, are they coming in a three-pack or something? Or do you got to buy individually the Scourge or the Sweeps?
I would imagine it's a two-pack, because the other one was a two-pack, wasn't it?
Yeah, you buy the Cyclonus and the Galvatron in a two-pack, and then you buy the other two in a two-pack.
That'd be cool if they did a three-pack.
God, these sweet. Are, wow. For a little dude, these are pretty fucking sweet.
Yeah, I got to agree.
If they did a two-pack of Sweeps, though. Maybe retooled the hat a little bit or something, made them a little different.
They got a lot of movement. You can do a lot of stuff. I mean, that's pretty sweet for a little ass fucking.
Well, it's like what Greg was telling all of us when he got his Ironhide and shit in. I was like, you know, that's funny that these guys have more articulation than a Hasbro Deluxe. So
they've got more articulation than a fucking Hasbro Voyager.
Yeah, for that too.
Some of them.
Fuck Jacob, but no, I think server.
Brainstorm would shit all over these. How about that?
Yeah, maybe. But I don't know. I like the I like the Cyclonus an awful lot. I would never pick these up just because I just
don't have scale with them.
Because you hate third party.
Because I hate third party, but you know.
But he loves his Kronos.
The only third party I love is Kronos and Ollie.
And the Tetrajets.
And Tetrajets and SXS continuously variable. That's the only third party I keep. I got rid of everything.
You know they released that Swerve? Like, I thought it was... Are you serious? I thought they scrapped that. Yeah, it came out. It's already on clearance, I think, on Big Bad Toy Store.
It released on clearance? Damn.
Well, they had to try to get their money out of that mold. You know, clearance or bust. So.
By hook or by crook.
$2 at a time.
There you go.
One way or another, we'll get our money back.
See, I'll tell you that.
Pick these up.
That was one of the reviews, man. That made me start doing reviews. I watched a review of that continuously variable. I'll never forget. I know I was at work. I was looking at it in a dark room, and this guy was so excited about it. He was talking about how great it was, and I was like, "Oh, I'm getting that thing." And I pre-ordered it, and
Bobby's like, "They sent me a knockoff." Motherfuckers.
I was like, man, motherfucker got me good. It was probably the SXS guy, because it was probably him. It was probably the guy that designed it. Like, this just came in.
Man, I did a great job. I mean, this is a great figure.
Exactly.
And totally worth the buy. And exactly. Speaking of worth the buy, the Combiner War hardcore fans are going to be happy to hear this. Hasbro has announced they're going to be releasing Slingshot and Wild Rider for their Combiner Wars waves here in America.
Yay!
So,
only place that matters.
Yeah, and only on like specialty retailers, right?
Yeah, like Diamond Select's gonna carry him. I believe the Chosen Prime's gonna have a pre-order up for him soon. He made a post about them. I'm not sure. Obviously, you know, BBTS and TF Source is gonna have them. But yeah, I mean, this is great.
I mean, it's definitely the like I'm gonna get them. You know, just to finish all this.
I am, just like I finished my Superion.
Exactly. I'm not going to get Off-Road, and I'm not going to get Alpha Bravo.
Boom. Yep.
Alpha Bravo is awesome.
I hear you.
Yeah.
Fucking awesome ain't the word. It's just pure joy.
I'll find out when I get first aid, I guess.
You mean Blades?
Oh, yeah, Blades.
Silly noob.
Dude, I got it all meddled up now. Yeah, it looks like Slingshot. Looks like this is par for the course. You know. I mean, whatever. It's at least they're doing it.
Mm-hmm. That's good. So we got new official images for Masterpiece Tracks.
Looking saucy. Looking beautiful.
I'm not gay.
I'm not gay.
God, Optimus Prime. I just like watching Spike shower. Is that so bad?
Oh, gross.
Before we get all the way into tracks, I do find it odd that, like...
Giggity.
Right. I walked right into that, so to speak.
Right in the foot.
Before tracks gets all the way into you.
Oh. I'm already inside you. You just don't feel it yet. Wait, so they came out wrong. And you get a free spirit figure. Yeah.
Wait. I wanted to say that I don't understand. Well, for Hasbro to do this like specialty shop thing kind of only where like, you know, it's like BBTS and Chosen Prime and fucking TF Source and all these, you know, guys are going to be carrying this, but they're also like the same guys that are carrying the third party stuff. It's like, why are you like doing, you know, why are you going this route? It seems bizarre to me.
It's the same reason. Well, never mind. I was about to say something that'd get me in trouble down the road, so I'm not going to say it.
What's that?
Oh,
I guess. All right.
It was going to involve saying nice things to your wife when you're trying to get anal. Anyway.
Uh-huh. No, at all. I ain't got to push that hard. You know what I mean?
you could be taking one of two ways there, Bobby.
That was probably Matt.
Stroll right into that one, huh?
No.
So you get a little.
No, it's a fairly lengthy process, to be honest, but it's whatever. This isn't this type of show. We can start one of those shows though. I'd be happy to.
So you get a little stand. That's awesome.
You get a spirit figure, and then you get a blaster radio. So, you know, you could jam out every way imaginable with a
hate American. I hate to tell you, Takara, I don't need a blaster.
You take what we give you, and you will wreck it.
Just kidding. I guess I need one for Robin or whatever his name is.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool. I think
it's a nice add-on. Yeah. I was just mostly commenting on having the other one.
This guy's looking sweet.
Raul's going to be a completely different scale from Spike and
that's
a suits and the Carly we're inevitably going to get down the line. Who's going to be like three and three quarter scale?
You know, I mean, well, you paid $8 for Wheeljack, you need to get all that stuff, and then you get all this stuff. It's pretty cool. You get a little stand. They didn't have to throw that in.
But, paid $80 for Wheeljack, and I got the pride of a job well done, Matt.
And Trax is going to be well done, too.
Oh, yeah. Trax looks fantastic.
And if we go 88 miles an hour, we'll go back in time.
There you go.
Now, look, this says MP25. Did anybody notice
that? Yeah, it still does that. Yeah, they're still doing that, but... They said it's not going to be MP25.
I'm looking. This is what publication is this? You know, like because this is a scanned page.
Scholastic
highlights.
Dude, what was the Boy Scout newspaper? Boy's
the
Life
Daily
or some shit.
Fondler.
Oh, you mean Highlight?
No, it was called like Boy's Life magazine or something. Oh, okay. Like the Boy Scout.
Okay.
That's my favorite magazine. I love reading it. Fighting those dirty Decepticons.
Trax's favorite thing is Boy Scouts. Hey, how you doing?
Or Native Americans in brown leather jackets.
Woo-hoo, pull over.
And pull headbands.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Woo-woo.
At least he looks really cool though. He's looking
fuck bad. Yeah, dude! Like
in that first photos we got, and I was like, "What the fuck is this?"
Yeah, he's
a sexy bitch.
He looks on the money.
Isn't it awesome? We haven't got a bad masterpiece since Megatron.
Yeah,
yeah, that's true. Good call.
I just wish they'd bring him around. That's my
Bobby's mistake. About to get another bad Megatron in the mail soon.
very nice. Maybe. Ball joints.
Hey. Could be.
I can't hold my gun up. Come here, son. Wave, help me with my gun.
It's got little metal.
This arm cannon weighs a ton. Crap.
Got little metal to hold the arm up.
You guys seen the clips, right? Like that was kind of like. Ugh.
The clips. Yeah. I put that shit in the show notes last week, and you erased it.
Yeah. I just figured it was a small thing.
No, the best part is you'll be
big thing considering that's the big thing everybody's worried about. Is how the arm's going to work? I thought that was a pretty significant thing to talk about, but you know, hey.
We'll watch Bobby's review of this figure, and he'll be like, "Oh, this figure comes with his arm cannon and these two metal hooks and fishing line, which I guess is attached to the ceiling of his arms."
So he can hold his fucking gun up. Good job.
I mean the
solid unit, man. Solid unit.
The review samples went out this week.
Sorry.
So we should see, you know, some.
Hey guys, welcome to another video review. We're going to be taking a look at Apollyon.
My blood is boiling.
There's going to be a lot of praising going on. Going to be a lot.
Oh yeah, this is amazing. Arm just droops down. That's a prototype.
it's a prototype. Y'all don't pay attention to that.
That's fabulous. Yeah. Gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous.
Brilliant. It's just
brilliant. It's amazing.
Breathtaking.
I can't get over how shiny.
Yeah. Oh.
Look at that midsection. Looks like a wafer.
Look at how good this arm droop is going to be for stop motion work.
I had to move one of my $300 lighting sets to get him in a good angle here. And yes, man, that's good.
I wonder what a strawberry pop tart looks like between a brick and a diaper. Look at this one.
What you do is you get your Ironhide, lay your Ironhide right down by his feet, and put his arms around Megatron, and sit the cannon up straight, and watch as Megatron lowers the Ironhide's head.
Or go with a fan mode B, which is you get your masterpiece Soundwave, have him bend his arm at this specific angle so he can help Megatron hold up the massive cannon. Because remember, the cartoon guys. He always had trouble shooting the arm cannon. Always.
Oh, wait. No, Soundwave can transform to the light post and they can, you know, rest it on that.
For the sniper shots.
Got to aim real long, you know.
And you can also, like, what's great about him is you can put him in the limp position and Soundwave can actually carry him. Yeah. Then take the arm cannon off and Rumble can carry it. And then this way he can keep his arm straight out.
Warning, destroy your masterpiece Rumble.
And you got to have Astro Train, too, so they're running into the Astro Train.
Yeah.
Right behind Soundwave's whole Megatron.
You know what's awesome, though? Masterpiece 18B, Blue Streak, Diaclone variant.
Yeah.
That is looking sick.
That looks good. Pre-orders already.
Ordered already, my friend. Yeah. Mine.
Now, what is the... I mean, now, I agree that this thing looks beautiful, okay? But what is the allure here? Like, what is doing it for
you? Diaclone.
That right there. Just him saying that right there. Diaclone.
Like, I think it looks great, but like, there's no way I would ever buy this. You know, like, it's just, I don't need a force.
You hate Transformers, Bobby.
Yeah, well, I hate the car masterpiece. It's, man, that's my main thing.
You know, Matt, what do you expect from a few things I hate. Star Wars party. Fan?
I hate
Star Wars. Fag.
I hate third party. I hate Masterpiece. I hate
third party. I hate Hasbro. I hate Takara.
I hate Transformers. I hate Batman. And I hate.
You know what his cup of tea is? Robot Rescue Heroes, whatever the fuck they're called.
And vaping.
I mean, I only like vaping and dino saucers.
There you go.
Dino saucers. Flavors. Tearing it up right over here.
Nice, man.
I heard you were a fan of Superhuman Samurai Cyber Squad.
That
try saying that 10 times fast when you're drunk.
Food Fighters.
I just did.
Big fan. I have just the pizza guy. Just the pizza guy.
There you go.
Oh, Food Fighter. This just said the Food Fighters. It's like, oh yeah, I'm Food Fighters.
You like Garbage Pail Kids, you know.
Garbage Pail Kids, Cabbage Patch Kids.
All about them VR Troopers, dog.
Air Raiders? Did you have those?
No, I've seen the commercials anyway, not the show.
You all had like those air pumps. You like fire the missiles out. You like hit the air pump. And
what about the Visionaries? What they're called?
Visionaries is badass.
I saw some Visionaries this weekend at the toy show, and nice. Some Supernaturals.
Did you pick them up?
No.
Oh well.
But I mean, like, what? I mean, so sell me on this. Somebody sell me on this.
Because it's called Blue Streak, and he's fucking blue.
I adore the paint apps on this.
Yeah, it looks good. Yeah, the blue.
It's great. You know, the last time we saw him like this was in what, the fucking G1 figure. I don't recall if he got a classics release in this color scheme.
Like you say in your reviews, Bobby, the blue breaks it up.
Look at that color breakup.
There you go.
Motherfucker.
Silver Bolt, man. Y'all, that breakup in this chest.
Well, first, I'm a fan of this mold. I'm a fan of this mold. So, you know, I thought this is one of the.
I am too. You know, now, so, you have the other Blue Streak?
No, I sold that bitch a while ago, but this is the one that's going to be kept around. I
sold that bitch a long time.
So why do you want this one more than the other one?
I want this one because of the color scheme. I like the blue and the silver running together. You know, the other one was just mostly black and silver, which looked great. But in the end, people were calling it Silver Streak or Blue Streak. If I want a blue streak, this is my blue streak.
I got you.
So yeah. I am digging this.
Well,
you know,
I am not in that camp. I hate this.
No, you're a fool.
First off,
I wouldn't expect anything less from a guy who was building a robot to gain sentience to fucking. Execute humanity. So your opinion is invalid. My hat is made of bread.
But, thank God I have somebody else on my side. I felt like Matt for a minute.
No, I'm on your side, Bobby. First off, I want to say that they missed the opportunity to call this Silver Streak because he's blue now. You know, I think that would have been fair. Full circle, Silver Streak. Also, I hate the blue and silver. Like, it looks like he got in a car accident and he couldn't afford to buy a hood and get it painted. So,
maybe your Honda looks like this because you're a fucking bus and you drive drunk. But this guy looks smooth, you son of a bitch.
Bitch.
I'm out. Deuces.
I mean, like, the top view of the car, like, that, I can't do it. Can't do it. This guy had a tree branch fall on his car and he couldn't afford to get the hood painted.
Listen to Moneybags hating on poor people over here.
You know what else I find funny? Like, the link that we have is to Big Bad Toy Store, which is fine. But like, I like it. The product description, it has like the stats on them. Like, I wonder like if anybody's like, man, I don't know about strength 6. I gotta pick this guy up. He's gonna be an asset to the army. He's gonna bring something to the table.
That's the first time.
I put this link in the notes only because at this point he had already sold out within like a few hours on the original site he was posted on.
What does loquaciousness mean and frivolity?
I have no idea. Sorry.
All right,
Matt,
find this
Matt,
thing.
What were your stats when you were in the army? I wish I could have your stats.
Fatty.
His slider scale was off the charts.
My stats were banging a lot of women.
All right,
we're
all going to learn something today. Loquacious means tending to talk a great deal.
He talked a lot.
Strength
6.
All right, intelligence.
6.
He's a smart guy, but he's really fast though. He don't get tired.
What was your speed, Matt?
No, I was skinny back then, man. I looked pretty good, man. Fuck that.
That's okay. What was your speed?
I passed my PT test. I did 8 years in the Army.
Don't get so defensive. I'm just asking.
No, I'm not getting so defensive at all.
Man, he is going to kill you after he starts flaming you on YouTube. You are in trouble.
Man, I cannot fucking wait till October to see y'all fuckers again.
Fuck yeah.
And Oscar, I can't. Man, he'll go play on the floor. We're going to wrestle.
Dude, everybody's going.
Yeah, I'm excited.
I wish
you
were more.
Who?
Yule.
Oh, yeah. Well, we still got time. We might get him out there.
Yeah.
If he knows what's good for him.
I'll pay him a visit.
Shout out to Yule. He put some picture on Facebook this week, and I was like, God damn, it's a powerful head of hair. Like, his fucking hairline starts like an inch above his eyebrows.
Sounds like someone's a little jealous.
Okay. Oh, fuck yeah. I wrote him and sent him the screen cap and said, this is fucking awesome.
What is this? I guess we're done. We're done with the news, I guess?
Shit. Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. We're on to our questions.
That picture. I was going to. The guy. Who sent the one with the Mountain Dew cans? The guy sent the Mountain Dew cans.
I think that was Greg.
Oh. Yeah. Hilarious.
The hardcore gamer, yeah.
That was awesome.
Here goes Greg, rubbing the phone on his pubes again.
Well, I'm actually trying to hit the fucking mute button because I got a little personal emergency I got to take care of. So I'm just going to hang up right now and I'll connect later when everything's settled down.
Alrighty, buddy.
Fair enough.
I love you.
Otherwise known as Mud Butt.
James, onto our segment for questions. JMS writes us, I wanted to ask a question, but not on the page because it's a bit sensitive issue and don't want to cause a debate on the page. What do you guys think of the trend using autism as a blanket insult slash excuse for any behavior outside of the norm, like toy collecting, cartoon watching, comic reading, cosplaying, and having a Tumblr, etc.? I have been seeing it more and more lately as almost the nerd version of calling someone gay or retarded. I do have autism, but I try not super sensitive about it. I'm reading it how it's written. Yeah. So, if I was, I would not love the show as I do. Posted a picture of Megatron as Autismo. It keeps getting posted in any TF thread. Mr. Cable, would you like to see Battleware paint job?
Wait. Let's handle the first one.
Oh. Okay. Well, you should have just fucked me up there.
That was that Space War, Oscar.
Then you could have read the third one. We could have been like, good night, folks.
Where's that feet clip chip? All right, shout outs go through a real robot.
Stop reading for us.
I haven't seen that as much. Now when it comes to like social media, I'm more of a lurker. I rarely get involved because it's just so much nonsense. Like Greg has time for that bullshit. I do not. Like Greg loves a good Facebook beef. It's not my thing.
He gets a boner.
I find it to be obnoxious, and I'm easily excited, so I get fucking angry, and then it's just for what? So I usually just read other people's nonsense. I haven't seen that so much, so I don't really have too much of an opinion on it, but I think that you're right for not being fucking sensitive about it. I think that, like, here's the thing about, like, jokes and shit. Like, if you're joking, like, a demographic or whatever, like a specific set of individuals or whatever the case may be, a blanket type of statement, and it doesn't apply to you, then you shouldn't be upset about it. That's my, like, personal feel. Like, people insult nerds all the time. You know, like, just generally. Just, you know, like the fucking the basement dweller with, you know, screaming up to mom for more meatloaf and all that kind of shit. Like, you know, like, that's not me. Like, I am a nerd. I'm a huge nerd. But I don't – I'm an independent adult with a family and – responsibilities, so I don't take offense to that because they're not talking about me. I think that people just use terminology like this because I do think that for some reason Transformers does have a large population of, you know, people with different disabilities. I don't know why that is. I don't know what it is about the franchise that seems to click with a lot of those folks, but I mean, Cheers.
Every franchise has that, I think.
Maybe Cheers that they have it though, because like, but I'll tell you, when I'm in the when I'm on Toys R Us and I see like you know, a guy that's obviously got some, you know, some mental issues going on, 9 out of 10 times he's in the Power Ranger section or the Transformer section, and I mean, I'll help him. You know, what are you looking for, buddy? All that kind of stuff. Sure, but like, I don't know what it is about the robot thing that kind of clicks for some people, but it's awesome that they have it. I don't know why people – I think that autism – see, now I'm going to start rambling, but this is the last point I'm going to make, and then I'll shut the fuck up. Autism in today's society is – it's become like a catch-all where something is different about a kid and they don't know what the fuck else to call it. So they say, oh, it's somewhere on the autistic spectrum, you know, yeah. And I think that it's probably not 100% accurate all the time. So I think that a lot of times people use it, you know, as a catch-all for a negative connotation without really understanding it. But I think it's like this new wave of medicine. See, the people have this fucking – this is becoming a different podcast. But people have in America have this obsession with needing to be diagnosed. It's not good enough that there's something going on and let's find out what it is. No. I need to know what is wrong with me so that I can take the appropriate medication for it. And so we start creating these things like, okay, well, he's not autistic, you know, in the way that we've come to know it, but I guess he's on the spectrum of autism. Okay, he's having a hard time paying attention. He must be attention deficit disorder.
Yep, that's
okay.
Exactly what I was going to say. Like,
he's acting up. It's hyperactive disorder. Okay, the people that don't get me started with the fucking fibromyalgia and those type of like, oh, I hurt everywhere and I don't want to work. Guess what? Everybody fucking hurts everywhere.
There you go.
Nobody wants to fucking work.
Fucking WebMD is what's fucked up everything.
But
man,
we don't have the goddamn option because we're adults. So you get up and you go to fucking work. But
it's called being a responsible adult.
Yeah, so it's just like we've created all of these illnesses that we don't have down pat 100%. We don't really know what autism is. We don't really know what ADD is or ADHD. And I'm not a Scientologist or anything. I'm not saying that, no, just fucking get on a treadmill and all your fucking shit will go away. I'm not that guy.
Walk it off.
But I think that a lot of times we just use these blanket statements so that we can fucking compartmentalize people. So that they feel, oh, okay, I'm that. Okay, well, I was watching Maury Povich this morning. They say if I'm that, then I take this pill, and I can contact this lawyer about it, and now we're good to go.
That's why they make so much money. Pharmaceuticals? Man, that's where the money is right there. Just saying. Sorry. Mm-hmm. But I get what you're saying. I mean, just WebMD, you know, my wife is the same way. I love her to death, but, you know, if she fucking feels something, you know, a knot or something or anything like that, she'll get on WebMD and it's like, oh, I may have this. I'm like, no, you're fine. Just, you know, it's okay. You know, we have antibiotics everywhere. That's why kids can't fight off diseases anymore, because they fucking taking so many antibiotics that their body's not, you know, that people don't let their body fight the infection at first, okay? And, you know, then they just feed them full of fucking pills And then we're not even talking about Transformers. I apologize. I'm sorry.
Look, bottom line is, I think it's funny nowadays where there's like a lovely internet meme my wife showed me one time that goes, no matter what, however I feel, whenever I try to diagnose myself on the internet, I always have cancer. So, you know, it's always a sign of cancer, you know. And as far as like, you know, the whole like autistic, you know, being a insult slash excuse for any behavior outside of the norm, you know, there are people that, yeah, they abuse that shit. You know, we've known people that have acted like dicks and then they try to sit there and justify their actions or things they've said by saying, well, I'm autistic, you know, or the best one is, you know, people abusing benefits like Bobby mentioned, like, you know, they don't want to work. Wife's got a friend that is currently collecting disability because she's depressed. Absolutely nothing wrong with her.
I'm severely depressed.
She's sad. And everybody's fucking sad.
And it's like, wow. Yeah. So you're telling me because you feel like you have a cloud hanging over your head 24 hours a day, you can't get a job at a McDonald's or at a Burger King right away? And no, that's
but there's somebody out there that is really, you know, sick and that can't collect disability because someone else is doing it. I mean,
and don't get me wrong. Like, I'm not saying that. Like, I just want to, because I've recently learned how far things can be taken out of context, but I'm not saying that there's no such thing as autism.
No.
I'm just saying that what we refer to as autism, we're using as a catch-all because we don't really understand what the fuck autism is. Mm-hmm. So if you're anywhere in this like range of symptoms, they throw it in. So if the medical field doesn't understand what it is, then how can you expect the layman to understand what it is? So if the medical field uses it as
Have the internet.
Right, then people on the interwebs are going to start using it as a catch-all to explain something that they don't understand. And and I think that's kind of it at its core. My daughter, my oldest daughter, I thought was autistic, like, for the longest time. Like, she's different. Like, she's always been different. There's just something about her, like...
Killing machine for justice.
That one ain't nothing wrong with her except for
vampire hunter.
She might be a sociopath, but aside from that, there ain't nothing wrong with her. But the my older one, like, she just, there's something different about her. There's always been something different about her, and like, you know, she used to keep me up at night, like, you know, like, oh man, like, you know, I'm like, you know, I don't care what's wrong with you. I just want to love you. Like, that's how I felt about it. And you know, the thing is that I know that now she's in school. She's performing extremely well. She has friends. She has all these things. You know, all signs are pointing to quote unquote normal. But I guarantee you, if I would have taken her to some fucking doctor, she would have walked out of there with fucking 18 prescriptions.
Yeah.
You know, and
because they don't know what to do with it. They don't know, like I said, they don't know what it is, so they don't know how to fucking fix it. So they're like, well, we'll just throw pills at them. And then usually, I'm not saying they always don't work, but most of the time it doesn't work. I mean, they're a different person. Like when you take pills for autism or for ADHD or something, it makes you a different person. I mean, it calms you out or something, but it makes you a totally different person, and you're reliant of that drug. So when you don't take it, you know, and you act out, you know, and they blame every, you know, people don't take responsibility for their damn selves. They just want to blame something else. And that's what makes me sick about this fucking world sometimes. Like, own up to what you fucking do and quit blaming everybody else.
And that's why Optimus Prime died in the 1986 animated film Transformers the Movie. See, I brought it back. See how that worked?
That's good shit right there. That's a remix.
MC,
right there,
my friend. MC.
So to get back to it, it's like, I think that
it's bullshit.
The scientific world doesn't know what it is. The medical world doesn't know what it is.
So people abuse it
not knowing what it is.
You know, you'll get guys acting like Peter Griffin in an episode of Family Guy when he was diagnosed as being mentally retarded. You know, he kicks open a woman's bathroom stall. Oh my God, mentally retarded. Aw, good for you.
I think that it's good that you don't take it personal, because I think the people that are using it don't understand it in the same terms that you do.
Yeah. You're a better person, man.
And remember this, James S., we love you, buddy. Thanks for listening. And thanks for
the question.
And not only that, thank you for the Autobot pouch, but not only that.
And praise Thanos.
James came up to us at TFCon and gave us all these little, like, Autobots. pouches that were, you know, for no reason, just saying I support the show, I love the show, I love you guys. So that, but aside from that, like, you know, you don't have to look very far into those fucking threads to realize all the shit that those people don't know anything about.
Yep.
You know, it's not going to stop them from talking. No. You know, most of them are threads based around toys, and you can tell within 2 seconds of scrolling that the motherfuckers don't even know what they're talking about when it comes to toys. Mm-hmm. So let alone,
you know,
mental situations. So like I think that you're right for not taking it personal. I think that you're right for not being sensitive about it.
And you're being a bigger person.
And you know it doesn't apply to you.
Yeah. And honestly, like, when it comes down to, like, a lot of these people, like, were very outcasted people when they were kids. And, you know, it's like, and now, like, I've noticed it a lot. Like, there are tons of people who are, like, you know, your internet tough guys, you're behind, you know, the computer, I'm you know, I'm awesome, you know, compensating for things that...
Somebody's talking already, man.
Yeah. you know, but, like, compensating for... In my opinion, it's, you know, feeling inferior previously. It's a, you know, so like, and it's, you know, of course they want to jump out and say like, oh, you're, you know, like, because you're eccentric or whatever, like, you're weird. It has to be, you know, whatever ailment that, you know, I don't know. So like,
you keep on being you, man.
Life's
a garden.
That shit is a learned behavior. You know what I mean? So like, people that are, you know, whatever, abusive. Like, you know, people that get beat up as kids by their parents, and then they get older and beat up their kids. Like, you know, because that's how they know how to be a parent, because that's how they were taught by their parents. You know, so like, these kids are probably picked on for what made them different.
Mm-hmm.
So in a room full of people that are quote unquote like minded, they pick on the ones that are different from them.
Yep.
And I think they just use the word loosely. I don't think they're using it as specific or whatever. I mean, maybe they're just, bad spellers and they think that Megatron can draw.
it's just sad. I mean, you know, like, you know, we're part of a community, you know, when it all is said and done, you know, we'd all love Transformers, and you would think that that would be a perfect thing to that. Everybody would like each other for what they like. This is, you know, we love Transformers,
but it's not, it's the real world.
But that's a good discussion to have too, though, because like we all are part
we all love
of
the same
community.
Thing. Yeah,
but just because you are part of a community doesn't mean you're going to get along with
everyone.
That's true. Oh, I know that. But you would think that.
And I get along with a handful of my neighbors. I don't get along with a handful of my neighbors, and then I high and buy the rest of them. You know what I mean? Like, it's the bell curve, right?
Or it's kind of like your relationship with Justin. You hate him, even though he gave you a Christmas present, and you didn't give him shit back, which was fucked up.
Right, but if I'm going to keep getting Christmas gifts, then I got to keep him around.
Yeah, yeah, and not give him squat in return.
Exactly.
Or, like, develop a relationship with Justin where he'll be willing to help you fix a broken figure and then never ship it out to him while he still has your amazing Fans Project figure just sitting there in his storage.
That's
what a dick.
You know, it's like, it's the old cliche, come to pass, shit floats downstream.
Mm-hmm. I like, though, when, like, you know, like, it's just, I think that there's so much that goes into the social aspect of it. And now with, like, social media and the internet and all, people are so in touch, can be so, you know, immediately in touch with another person. And you don't know all, you know, like, I try to be as polite as I can when dealing with people, because I don't really know them. So I don't really know what their intentions are. So I prefer to meet people face to face, but that's just not the world that we live in. And, so it's with being a community that's cool, but that also means, like, when you have a new neighbor moves in, which is like, you're in this big nerd neighborhood. When a new neighbor, you know, you introduce yourself or whatever and say, thanks for coming, you know, welcome to the neighborhood. But it doesn't mean you can just speak to them any sort of way that you want to. You're not peers in the same way. Like,
hey, motherfucker, welcome to the neighborhood, bitch.
Exactly. Because
I look fine as fuck. Daughter look 18. Woo!
That person was a man before they were a neighbor.
Yeah.
Motherfucker.
So you have to keep that shit in mind. Now, this isn't a James. This is a new discussion that we're having now about the sense of community. But, like,
where isn't the forward question?
Yeah, like, best foot forward. Like,
yeah.
You know, like, don't try to fuck around with something. You don't know how people fuck around. You know, you learn a person, you know, and you build a relationship, and then you realize what the boundaries are within that relationship. But you can't just think everything is fine, because you may end up learning that it's not okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Thanos.
So Thanos. Next question is from Mr. Cable. Praise Thanos. Mr. Cable asks us, would you like to see Battle wear paint jobs? And no.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. That mech idea, the War Gauntlet.
Yeah, the mech ideas one did look good. I keep thinking about that too.
I'm not saying everything, but if it could tie into something, maybe like a comic or, you know, a cartoon spot maybe from there, okay. But not like a main line of shit, you know, a whole bunch of stuff.
I think it would – see, that's the thing. Like, I think having that one figure, like, what was it? E-Hobby did that cup figure a few years ago, Justin, that had, like, a few –
with the three-pack?
He had a few scruffs or whatever, yeah. So they did that, and it's like, okay, you got that figure. Now you put him with your record collection, and he stands out because he's all crusted up and beaten. That's fine, but you now bought a Battle Damage Optimus Prime. And he's with his other Autobots. He's all scratched and beat up, and that just looks like it just gets put off.
Well, the one that I can super reference that this kind of applies to is that zombie SDCC cliff jumper they did a couple years ago.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, for, like, a one-of exclusive stuff like that, like, I'm fine with it. Like, you know, I certainly don't have to buy all of them, but it'd be cool to have them, a couple of them at least. But, like, I mean, generally, this isn't really a concept that... for me, is that interesting just because everything else is not, you know,
exactly
battle damage. So, you know, I don't want a battle damaged MP10 to sit next to my, you know, completely pristine looking cars, you know? So,
okay.
That said, though, if there was one that I would be tempted to buy, and this is just, it's going to sound completely like, I don't know, contrary to what I just said, it would be MP10, like, done up. Like you know, like he was found later on in
86 movie.
Yeah, you know, like just like.
No, he means the Age of Extinction.
Yeah,
there you do.
Well, it's not even the 86 movie. I think like the what was it? The one where the like rage spores and stuff. They found him with like half his face blown off and stuff. Like if Takara did that, yeah, I'd buy it. Sure, why not? But, you know, outside of that, like, it's okay. I don't really need
it. Like I said, I think that would be cool. Just like, you know, like I said, they mean something like in the comic, you know, War Gauntlet, you know, he's with the comic. You know, if they did stuff, you know, for like his, like a certain series in the shows or something, earlier G1 shows, I wouldn't mind it. I mean, that'd be pretty cool. Battle Gym. I mean, they're real easy to make. I see a bunch of customs, you know, and they're pretty good. I mean, sometimes, most times they just, you know, burn cigarettes on them or something. I don't know what they do with it.
Sometimes it's just excessive. Like
I light a candle and I drip it on the figure and then on my nipples.
Sometimes it is overdone, but there are some like that demolition. The War Gauntlet looks pretty good. You know, like what Oscar's saying, the cup thing. You know, that was pretty good. It wasn't over the top. So you know, it went with the three packing things. The gauntlet,
like the gauntlet edition, like it just felt like they just dry brushed a bunch of black paint on it. And they're like, "Oh yeah, that to look great." You know, I still love the figure. I still have my Rock 5. Love it.
Have to.
Yeah, it's a good one. Yeah, I mean, to a certain amount, yes, it would be good. Not overdo it. I don't want a whole line of shit, you know, doing it. But you know, certain figures would be decent. It'd be okay.
Yeah. So
I just want to say that. Did anybody see the Feral Cons that somebody did done up recently?
Yeah. They got that the yellow guy.
Yeah, like they did like two of them, I think, or I don't know. MMC's been sharing them, so it's been interesting to see. But they're gorgeous. Like the paint jobs that the guy's doing on them they're fucking top shelf. My problem is like when you have something that's on that level, you know, it doesn't look right next to everything else. Like it's like okay. Where the fuck has everybody else been? Why you been at war? Why do all my other bots they just came off the assembly?
Why does my Feral Rex got a dirty arm?
It's like my Feral Rex. It's like Feral Rex has been fighting the war by himself, and all the other Decepticons have been hanging out.
That's what usually happens.
Yeah, that's true too. But like, you know, I think that it's great. I don't have to rework my whole collection for it. You know what I mean? Like, at this point, it's like, and also here's the thing, like. what I used is the ice cream. It's the ice cream analogy, right? So if you have kids and you have a birthday party, you can have fucking wild berry ice cream. You can have fucking whatever, Oreo, chocolate mousse, tracks, whatever. You can have anything you want, but you got to have vanilla. Because the vanilla kid can't necessarily step up.
Cracker.
But the Oreo, the cookies and cream kid can always step down. You know what I mean? Like, so the nice thing about the way that they're released now is they all release like they're coming off the assembly line, and then a customizer or someone can learn how to customize with a couple bullshit deluxes or whatever, and then approach like a decent figure and apply those skills, and he can step up from, you know, the packaged assembly line to like a nice customized battle wear figure. But you can't, if they were all to be released that way, you can't step down for the guy that just wants them off the assembly line.
Right. You know what? I was thinking that it would be a great battle wear thing is a set of Dinobots. I think that would be a pretty sweet. All in Dino mode, and they're all battle damaged or wear down. I think that would look pretty sweet. Maybe the Perfect Effect ones or something.
Yeah. I mean, I love, like, when it's done well, I think it's fantastic. You know, there is a fine line, because I know you've seen people that have overdone it, you know, where it starts to look like it's just, you know, somebody been rolling them around in the dirt.
Yeah, cigarette burns and shit, like they've been beating like a 13-year-old kid or stepkid or something. Yeah.
Left hand carving into it with a fucking hobby knife, the right hand fapping like it's no one's business.
Ski, 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 ski.
Yeah. Oh, man. Oh, this cost for like $120.
I finished too soon.
$20 figure.
Shit.
Right. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry. While we were discussing this,
you were fapping?
I checked out this email I got for Ghost Shooter. The god-awful repaint of that Bumblebee IDW figure is over $100.
What?
That is what I'm seeing here. $109.99 on the Chosen Prime. Wow, fuck that noise, dude.
Yeah, he's expensive.
God damn it. He still comes with that lame-ass gun. Oh, but he's a Target Master now. It's different.
Yay. Hey, Frank Welker's going to be at BotCon. Yay.
Yeah, that's cool, though.
No, he's not going to be TFCon where we are.
Yeah, that's...
Son of a bitch.
Because he's a bit of a shut-up.
Germaphobe. It's a germaphobe, so I don't. Howard
Hughes action.
There's long claws.
What I'm thinking, the thing is going to be a bit disappointing is because, you know, he never goes to these things. There's going to be a lot of motherfuckers that want to see him, but they're only going to take like 100. I guarantee that's what they did with Peter Cullen, because, you know, he's so in demand that they'll cut it off at 100. So you're going to get a lot of pissed off nerds that are not going to get to meet him or get his autograph, because they're going to knock it down to like 100 people probably. So. That's what sucks. It's cool that he's going. You know, he's never, you know, this is the first BotCon and people are going, you know, more power to you. But it's going to be hard. I'm going to tell you right now, there's going to be some pissed off people that are not going
to
get his shit.
Be prepared to get in line.
Oh, yeah. Fucking wait. You might as well get there Friday at BotCon and just wait. Because if he's going to be there Saturday and he's only going to be there a couple hours, he may do a panel. I don't know. That'd be pretty cool if him and Peter Cullen do a panel together. But, yeah, y'all better get ready to fucking wait in line for that guy.
Can you do Megatron and Optimus Prime ordering drive-thru at White Castle's?
Yeah, I don't know. Before we get into this next question, I gotta make a quick statement. So shout out to Mickey, Brave Toy Reviews. He had sent this question in
Man Cave, motherfucker, right there.
A fucking light year ago. And I couldn't find it. I asked him to send it again. He sent it again. I still couldn't find it. And the reason why I couldn't find it is because I have Shattercast email linked to my phone. And I think Greg is the only other person that has it linked to their phone. And him and I are fairly good about, like, if it's something important, we'll leave it unchecked after we check it so that it's like a heads up to the other one to check it. But he didn't do that this time, I guess, or I didn't do it. And his question fell through the cracks. So for that, I apologize, Mickey, but I did find it. And his question was, I've kind of, just written down the cliff notes of it. But why do you think we haven't seen a retool of Cliffjumper? It's two parts, but why? The first part, why do you think we haven't seen a retooling of Masterpiece Bumblebee as Cliffjumper yet? Why do you think that has not happened?
They're probably doing racism? It. They haven't set it out yet. Racism. They probably already have it out. I mean, I'm sure they probably have it. They just haven't put it out yet. I mean, because once you know, everybody knows once you got a Bumblebee, you're automatically almost going to get a Cliffjumper. I mean, right after him. So I would think they probably have it, but they just haven't put it out everything yet. I mean, they haven't put it out yet because they got some other stuff, you know, already putting out. But I would have, I was hoping they would have done that instead of, you know, done the recolor of that Bumblebee already. I wish they would have done a Cliffjumper. That would have been a lot better than just that recolor of Bumblebee.
What do you think, Justin?
I think that it's probably in the works. I think, I don't know, I feel like they're just trying to get some of the other stuff that they've already talked about out, and then Cliffjumper is inevitably going to happen. But, you know, there is tool and die costs with the remold, so
yeah.
I feel like that's probably the most likely reason.
I would like to see a happy face Cliffjumper, like, you know, like the cocky smile, you know, like we got with the Seekers. And then I'd like to see a scary face Cliffjumper. So, no, I'm serious. Like, I mean, obviously I meant to be funny, but it's like, I would like to see that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think it would be great. Like, a very aggressive face like we got with the G2 Sideswipe, but that's like it's, you know, my Rambo stroke victim face. But I would like to see, like, an aggressive type of, like, interchangeable heads or a faceplate at least. I
think are you talking about the one where he's snapping at Megatron?
Yeah.
That'd be a good face, yeah.
Hell yeah, man. Hell yeah.
Yeah. That's,
no, you
that's,
like that shit.
Hell yeah. Ugh. Like hell White Castle. Ever. Like White Castle.
I think I also think one of the problems could be, like, you we all know that Bumblebee didn't fit the price point, you know, like, so they had to throw in the exosuit Spike, and it could be also a problem that they just, you know, whatever else they're trying to make to fit the price point is still in development, you know?
What would you think they would, I mean, could they do the sniper rifle maybe add-on or something,
I would want to say that they could do a second exosuit, but, you know, since we can't figure out who's in the first exosuit anyway, you know.
yeah, they're just throwing another exosuit. I mean, I don't know what else they could add on. I mean, they could, for Cliffjumper, I mean, I don't know what else they would to do the price point, I meant to go. Maybe
they ought to do is they ought to give him a sniper rifle that collapses into, like, the little jet ski trailer thing, like the classics figure. Well, nice. What? You laugh. What? I think it's a, you know, better than guess who it is in a robot suit.
Yeah.
So
I don't know. I mean, I don't know what they could throw in with the Cliffjumper to make it the price point the right one. So, but a sniper rifle would be a beginning or a start, whatever. What about you, Bobby?
I think it is weird. Like, I think that this should have been the no-brainer follow-up. You know, like, off the bat. Like, I'm as kind of blown away by its lag as he is. I'm surprised. Like, when I saw that they were doing an MP Bumblebee, I imagined, like, the same response that we got when Impossible Toys put up their mini, like, their little mini bot, like, where it's like, and here are the fucking 35 repaints of it, you know. I was like, fuck, here we go, you know, like, that's what I was thinking. And then, like, so far it's like the only repaint they've put up is one that doesn't even really apply.
But that was, they put that repaint up quick. I mean, he was, was the pre-order up for that recolor before the original one came up?
No, and I don't think, maybe, okay. I don't know, but I don't think it was as close as, like, Red Alert with Sideswipe, or, you know, like, I don't know. I was just kind of like, what? Or the fucking Dotson brothers, like, all that shit up went quick. You know, like,
yeah.
I just think that with the this one, it just seems like they're dragging their feet on a no-brainer huge character. You know, like, this isn't, you know, like, what are the other ones, like Beetleface or some of them other fucking repaints that, you know, like,
Beelzebub.
Don't be so fucking stupid about it. It's the Argentinian repaint. You don't get it? Like, shut up, dude. Like, this is fucking.
It was the second set of them, you son of a bitch. The second.
You know,
it's Bumble Jumper. Shut the fuck up.
You know, but, like, stuff like that, like, it just seems like such a no-brainer. I have no idea. Like, how does the licensing work for that Cliffjumper vehicle, Justin?
Are they, it's Porsche.
So they're covered. right?
No, because
no, they haven't made Jazz yet.
Yeah, I mean, isn't theoretically something... they should be because Volkswagen owns Porsche.
Okay,
but,
there
it
is. That was the connection I was looking.
Yeah, for. This is why I've been hoping Jazz is going to come, but you know, it's still. Cool. They might only have the licenses worked out for one of them, too. You know, like, they might not have both squared away at this point, so, yeah.
Yeah, they should have Clifton Ferrari already made and already, you know, shots of him already after Bumblebee came out, I think. But, you know, that's just me.
It just seems like it should have been right there. Like, it seems like you should have got that repaint announced before Bumblebee was announced. Like, I mean, release, you know? Yeah. And then his second part of his question was, what would you want from an MP Cliff Jumper? So you guys went with the faces. Is Justin? What about you?
I don't know. The big cannon, that'd be good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just thinking the same thing.
I don't know if anything. I mean, I don't know what else associates to Cliff Jumper though. After that, just the sniper rifle and then, you know, the face, the interface, you know, the changing face would be awesome. That's a good touch. But I don't know anything else that could go with it.
Yeah,
that would be a Cliff Jumper, you know, to associate with Cliff Jumper. But I'm sure they could find something. I mean, I'm sure they'd find some little part in a G1 show that, like, oh, I remember that. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, there's one thing Masterpiece is good at. It's finding one little thing that they can, you know, yeah. add in. So, I mean, I don't mean that as a bad thing. Like, legitimately,
no,
they
yeah.
fill out things with. You know, silly little accessories, and that's cool.
It brings you back. You're like, oh yeah, I remember that show. Okay, I remember that part.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, but yeah, good question though. Thanks,
yeah.
Mickey.
And hey, my apologies. You have my most humble apologies for not getting this up. I know you asked this fucking a year ago, but better late than never.
Just as word wise, if we don't see it, just post it on our Facebook page. You know, we'll definitely see it there.
Yeah.
You know, there's ways. You know, there's always ways to get to us.
It's hard, man, because like I mean, it sounds like I'm crying. I'm not, but like every week, like I got to run through and I got to check my private messages, Shattercast private messages, Shattercast Facebook wall, Shattercast YouTube page, Shattercast email. Just you know, like shit just gets lost in the shuffle sometimes.
It happens. You're a good man, Bobby.
We love
good
you, Mickey.
We
love
do.
You.
We do. So it's a short show tonight. Greg had to leave. He had a family emergency. So, you know, I hope
everything's good.
Yeah, we hope everything is well. Shout out to @RealRobot on Twitter, and you can also find his conglomerates with plasticfreak.com. That's plastic spelled PLASTIQUE. Shout out to @FearCorps Ben. We will be seeing you shortly, brother, come October. Follow him on Twitter. Shout out to Dub K Toys, I Am Ratchet, and
sure.
The Chosen Prime.
Sure.
Shout out to third party TF Crashes on Facebook.
Sure.
Go to Yule, TF Prototype, or on Facebook or TFPrototype.com.
Sure.
And my dude, Dezepticon, at Facebook's /Dezepticon, and he also runs Third Party Addicts.
Sure.
I was going to say, oh, there it is. And then also shout out to Antoine, who is always Shattercast family, and his
sure.
Third Party Unlimited on Facebook.
And Down Syndrome.
And
yeah, no.
One last time, I'm going to give a shout out again to Feral Rai. Like, I don't know. You know, we could go on and on all night about people acting like fucking dicks on the internet with their comments and their bullshit.
Oh, we'd run out of shit.
We would run out of time. But
remember, we love you.
But that dude, he did some real gentleman shit. Like I'm rarely impressed socially in the world of Transformers, but you have my respect, sir. I take my hat off to you. Well done. And with that, Oscar, you can go ahead and take us out of here.
So, as always, you can check us out on Facebook, Tumblr, Twitter, all forms of social media because, fuck it, we run this shit. As always, collect responsibly for the sake of Primus. Please, take care of yourselves and each other.
Shut the fuck up, Chip.
All right, we're going to get that down one week.